Hi everyone, Sam Yan here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Ben, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, I signed up for a monthly subscription. Frankly, I think your content is worth it. So here's the video topic. You say that men are romantics and women are rationalists. However, men are strategic long-term thinkers, whereas women are overly focused on the here and now, and hedonistic slash materialistic in nature. How do you think these two seemingly contradictory ideas overlap? And seeing how not going extinct and dealing with things like climate change requires strategic thinking and accepting the concept of enough, something women seem to be unable to accept, how do we see this playing out for society? Ultimately, sustainability requires curbing personal consumption. On a side note, I discovered you from a friend who lost $10 million in a divorce, and for years I thought you were a nut. Then after years of dating and confirming most, if not all, of what your concepts are, I had no choice but to adopt your philosophy. My friend died broke in January and his ex-wife has a net worth of roughly $15 million now, and lives rent-free with their new simp doctor husband. Well, Ben, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Sorry to hear about how your millionaire friend was taken to the cleaners and then the undertakers, but at least you found me. Notice how it's seemingly always women that are preaching about how we need to consume less to save the environment and planet, yet they're the ones making 85% of the discretionary spending decisions. I suspect it's just projection. They want to tell others, mostly men, to stop consuming, while they consume more than their fair share. Many of you have also seen images like this one online, where women shame men for living a minimalistic lifestyle. They swallow the woke Kool-Aid and tell us to consume less to save the world. But when they find a man that lives like this, they shame him for not consuming enough. A guy like this also doesn't have much he can take in a micro-divorce. It's hard for her to figure out his personal financial picture if he has nothing. But God forbid I took an image like this one with a giant walk-in closet and posted how I couldn't believe that women live like this. Women would get pissed off. Most want a walk-in closet and 50-plus pairs of shoes. I'll discuss all this hypocrisy and more in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection. Tim Patton has written 5 MGTOW books. MGTOW is Forever is the latest and is a great introduction to MGTOW. If you've been injured on the job and need help, disabled and unable to work is for you. MGTOW Building Wealth and Power helps you empower your finances. Masculinity is Our Future is about how the world sees masculinity as toxic and what it means to be a man. Finally, MGTOW Why I Cheat. When a woman named Marcia read this book, she wanted to scream out loud, "Why is MGTOW a real thing?" Thanks for pushing her buttons, Tim. All 5 books can be found at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to the women shaming men that underconsume. While you're not allowed to shame them if they overconsume, clown world show. The first thing you asked me, Ben, was why men are long-term planners and thinkers while women are short-term spenders. I think it comes down to nature creating an environment that's more hospitable to children. The women that made it here today are the ones whose children survived. A woman that always had extra food and resources lying around that she got from a man, some of that would filter down to those kids. They would be better nourished and survive as a result. As for the long-term versus short-term mindset, I believe we have this overlap in our species to create well-rounded male children that are more than likely to embrace long-term thinking from their fathers, or female children that'll buy into the hedonism that their mothers display, and the cycle repeats again. I think it's a combination of environmental and genetic factors that make men and women the way they are. Also, Ben, don't worry about the species going extinct due to climate change. We're going to run out of carbon and fossil fuels to burn a long time before that ever happens. The world has dealt with similar situations before, and if we heat the planet up, we will have what is known an ocean anoxic event, where 85% of the oceans die and acidify. The land masses will suffer through terrible droughts and torrential rains, but the human species will survive. This has happened many times before. But my thinking is that before that happens, we'll start to peak out in our fossil fuel production. I still believe the COOF was the cover story for the decline in fossil fuels, getting people to stay at home, away from work, and order things online instead of driving to the mall. You used to get in your car and run your errands. Now, thanks to technology, your errands run to you. For years, I kept hearing from the Marxists that had infiltrated the peak oil community that we needed to cut our consumption by 85%. Men can do that, but women can't. Most guys would live happily in one room with a lazy boy with a built-in toilet, Xbox, and television in it. We don't really need much, and if society was 80% male, and we use sex robots and surrogates to reproduce, hitting that target of 85% reduction in consumption would be rather easy. Consuming less is easy for most men. It's impossibly difficult for most women. The ladies are afraid of climate change, and they want men to do something about it while they expect life to continue on as usual for them. Instead, they're shaming us by saying that the problem is not that women consume too much, but that men consume too little. How can we have an adult conversation with them when all they focus on is stupid, irrational stuff? They want to save the oceans, but they don't want to give up their pets and plastic water bottles. Half the fish we take out of those oceans are for cats and dogs. I saw a story in the UK where leftists were talking about forcing people to not have cats and dogs anymore. Finally, something sensible. A dog or a cat makes sense in a country farm, for protection and pest control. But modern indoor cats rarely try and catch anything, except perhaps their female owners' swollen diabetes feet for fun. Ben, you made me laugh when you said that women need to accept the concept of enough. Many are like spoiled children at Christmas time that have access to unlimited presents. But soon the oil might be too expensive, and the COOF has accelerated the transition to people living a more virtual lifestyle instead of a physical one. That's really cheap energy-wise. For example, charging an iPhone for a year costs you only 84 cents, with an overnight charge every night. Even something like a MacBook Pro costs you $5.63 on average a year. So if I were in charge and energy was scarce and I wanted to stop people from going out and using it, I would promote a sedentary lifestyle where they consume less energy. I would promote the internet and smartphones. Women are now more likely to socialize with their friends over the phone than in person. Going out less means you don't need as much clothing. You don't spend as much money on gas and you don't consume as much in general. But as energy gets scarcer and scarcer over the coming decades, those sorts of cuts aren't enough. I believe the elites are trying to hide the fact that energy is scarce because they don't want people to panic and buy up farmland the way that Bill Gates has, or increase their consumption today because they won't be able to consume tomorrow. Even men such as myself, who are long-term planners, the moment I figured out that peak oil could be a serious thing back in the day, the first thing I did was get on airplanes and travel the world, before I lost the chance for good. The powers that be don't want to tell everyone that in the future, only the wealthy will be able to fly on planes and drive cars, and most people will have to sit in tiny rooms in cramped cities, like caged animals, so they conserve enough energy so the wealthy can continue keeping on their lifestyle. That's what I believe that this is all about. It's like Al Gore trying to promote people using renewables, yet he lived in a mansion flying around in private jets. The people on the top are afraid of losing their lifestyles, because they see the writing on the wall when it comes to energy scarcity, and they want you to take one for the team so they can continue to live the American dream. They're also using women to spread their nonsense and trick as many simps as possible into taking a cut in their quality of life. If I were ever lucky or unlucky enough to talk to that anal Schwab guy from the World Economic Forum, I'd try and convince him that the solution is to grow the productive male population, while slowly engineering a scenario where women reproduce less and their numbers fall naturally, and show him that meme with the TV and chair and how most guys would be happy living in a room with nothing. And he'd probably see the truth to that, and that gynocentrism is the real threat. Of course, if you see how happy this guy's wife is and how she looks in this picture, you'll understand he's probably way too blue-pilled to do anything like that. For years, lefty women have been telling me to get rid of my car and ride a bus instead. But how do you exactly do that when part of your income involves getting to film shoots? It's not practical. I have a small vehicle that's awesome on gas, and that helps me save fossil fuels. A smaller vehicle also requires less fossil fuels to manufacture. I drive less and do more online banking and shopping now. There are tons of things that we can do to save the environment. The problem is not people. The problem is the money system that requires inflation. We have to consume more gas, electricity, and other resources to keep the economy growing each year, or the whole thing comes crashing down because the interest on the old loans can't be paid back, and the new loans can't be created. This is an even bigger cause of so-called climate change, i.e. global warming, and burning of fossil fuels than women's consumption. If we had a deflationary currency like we did back in the 19th century, with a gold-backed currency, then that would encourage people to save instead of spend. Consumer culture would be greatly diminished if your money gained value every year, and as a result, you thought about each and every single purchase carefully, instead of wasting your money the way many women do on hedonistic pursuits. There are tons of solutions to sustainable living, but the problem is people don't want to change their existing way of life because they're so used to it, and all of our modern conveniences. For the longest time, most of the consumer items that women have bought have been made in China, very cheaply, and that's kept inflation away. I remember back in the 1980s, a pair of Levi's jeans was $50. Today, you can get a decent pair of jeans for the same amount, but $50 in 1987 was the same as $120 today. What happens is China becomes wealthier and labor costs go up. suddenly women will have to pay much more for cheap consumer goods that are not so cheap anymore. That's why many Western corporations are setting up their factories and shops in places like Vietnam, because they're where China was a few decades ago. China probably won't be able to ever raise their average income per citizen up past $10,000 a year. But China is also one of the biggest polluters in the world, with tons of coal plants and a horrible air quality. Why don't Western women protest against China? Because the mainstream media never pumps them full of rage to do so. Instead, they do stupid things like take car lanes away and put more bikes on the road to save the environment. In places like Canada, of all things, where the temperature drops to minus 20 in the winter. We have tons and tons of bike lanes in the suburbs, yet very few people ride their bikes in those lanes, because it's cold and things are too far apart. Bike lanes are there to make people feel better, but not actually solve the problem of too many vehicles on the road. At Green Party meetings many years ago, I'd see women saying we needed to have bike lanes, but I have yet to see or hear a single woman using them to commute to work. I had a friend that used to commute to work on his bike every day, and everyone in his office thought he was absolutely nuts. Women will never give up their consumer culture and go without. They would rather make males sacrifice so they can continue to live their entitled little lives. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Ben for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women want to smash industrial society smithereens to save the environment, but aren't thinking about how they're going to eat and turn on the heat. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that shame men for not consuming enough while they're morbidly obese and try and eat all the cookies on Earth away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.